More now from California, Northern California this time, but once again, it concerns traffic. By now, if it had really caught on, we would all be familiar with the phone number 511. It's not directory assistance. It's not an emergency call. That is the National Traveler Information Number, decreed in 2001 by the Federal Communications Commission. We're told that it's in use in Miami and Cincinnati and elsewhere in the country. But the San Francisco Bay Area claims to offer the most sophisticated 511 service. And here to talk about it is Michael Berman, 511 Project Manager for the Bay Area Metropolitan Transportation Commission. What can you do for us, Mr. Berman?
Well, what we can do is tell people over our 511 number how long it's going to take them to get between two points in the Bay Area. And once the system is fully built out within a year, that'll be any two points on the freeway system. Right now, we just have it in operation in three main corridors covering about 110 miles of freeway.
But when you say how long it's going to take them, you don't mean a standard time duration. You mean depending on what the conditions are at that given moment.
That's right, based on the current conditions as of a minute ago.
How do you know what the conditions are a minute ago?
We have some sensors in the roadway that measure the speed of cars passing over them. We also use the transponders from the Fast Track program, that's our electronic toll collection program out here on the in the Bay Area, to actually tell how fast individual cars are going from point to point. We do that all anonymously, so no one has to worry about being tracked or getting a speeding ticket. But we take that information, and we're able to come up with average speeds and travel times over specific roadways.
Okay, we have an access number through which we can, we're not in San Francisco, but we're going to connect now with 511 in the Bay Area. And what should I say to get us straight to the menu we want to address here?
What you should say first when we call in there is traffic. Once you're in the traffic menu, driving times, mm-hmm. and then you can just follow the prompts. It'll ask you for your starting point and your ending point.
Okay.
Welcome to 511. Your
traffic.
Big area. Sure, traffic.
Driving times.
First, let's get the starting point.
Berkeley.
Berkeley. Was that right?
Yes.
Okay, now for the ending point. Tell me the name of a city.
San Francisco. Bridge.
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Yes, I'm sorry.
The ending point we're using for that is actually the 80 and 4th Street interchange. We have other ending points there as well. Would you like to hear them?
Nope.
All right. And by the way, in the future, mm-hmm. you can say that location right away when asked for your starting or ending point.
Okay.
We have one route.
I'll remember
the
that.
Estimated driving time, taking into account any current problems, is 15 minutes. For this route, take 80 and the Bay Bridge. Now I'll check traffic conditions. There's heavy traffic on Interstate 80, westbound, at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza in Oakland. Traffic is moving between 30 and 35 miles per hour.
Thank you. Michael Berman, I heard that we should explain to people this was recorded earlier in the day, hence what our listeners might be experiencing right now on that very route is not what we just heard described.
That's correct.
Someday, if the whole country is using 511 in this manner, and if everybody in the country has a hands-free mobile phone, this could be the end of traffic reports on the radio.
That day's a long way off, but I suppose that could happen.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Michael Berman, it was 511. It's the Traveler Information Number, 511 Project Manager for the Bay Area Metropolitan Transportation Commission. He spoke to us from Oakland, California.